Last time we met, you heard I was in the hospital. Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. And yes, I was in to treat a serious respiratory infection. And only after 21 days did they let me go home. But I had to promise that I would faithfully continue to do all my breathing treatments, which included nebulizers and, twice a day, chest percussion therapy. Ugh. And it feels exactly what it sounds like. Ken puts this big vest around my upper chest, straps it tightly around my lungs, and then pushes the button, and it's bam, 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 bam. For about 15 minutes, this vest really shakes up my body. It's to keep any bugs in my lungs from settling down and making themselves feel at home. We don't want that. Now, 15 minutes of chest percussion in the morning and afternoon is exhausting. Plus, it's so loud, I can barely hear myself think. And doctors are making me do this twice a day, like someone hitting bongo drums on your chest. It is so tiring. Okay, I don't want to complain here, really. Like I shared yesterday, this lung machine is not a detour. It's the main road that God has put me on. So, Johnny, for now, chest percussion is God's good and acceptable and perfect will for you. It is your thorn in the flesh, so make the best of it. Welcome this as a friend. It's producing perseverance. And finally, there's always 1 Peter chapter 1. Greatly rejoice, Johnny, even though now for a little while you are distressed by this trial. This is the way you handle chest percussion therapy. It's a proof of your faith, which is more precious than gold. And Johnny, we know that you want your faith to result in praise and glory and honor to Jesus Christ, right? This is the way I actually think to myself. And these Bible verses describe exactly how I choose to handle this bam, bam, bam breathing machine twice a day. And so first thing, Ken and I decided to rename it. We decided to defang it, remove its unpleasantness. So now we call chest percussion therapy, we call it Thumper. In the afternoon, Ken Tata will look at his watch and say, time to do Thumper. And you know what? It's made it more pleasant. Plus, for those 15 minutes, even though I cannot hear myself think, Ken opens my scripture memory notebook and he puts it on the bed and I memorize. I just finished up Psalm 92 and I am going back over Psalm 16 and Ephesians chapter 1. Honestly, it's amazing how quickly these 15 minutes pass when my mind is occupying with memorizing the Word of God. And I know that I am doing my spirit a great service. Not to mention the most important fact that this machine is keeping my lungs clear. You know, Joshua 1 verse 8 is a good summary of this lesson, and it is a lesson for us all. It says, keep this book of the law always, get that, always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Oh, friend, when the Word of God is on your lips, it helps when you're faced with a decision. And oh, does it make for a prosperous soul and a spirit that succeeds in the things of God. It is exactly what God is doing in my life when I do Thumper twice a day. Maybe I should rename my nebulizer Bambi. No. I think I'll just stick to Thumper. Well, I trust you'll remember these lessons the next time you are in a hospital. In fact, I'd like to give you a copy of John Piper's book, Lessons from a Hospital Bed. It'll cover the sorts of things I've mentioned today, things that'll help you stay focused on Christ when, well, let's say you've got to go in for a surgery. So ask for your copy of John Piper's lessons at johnnyradio.org.